The question I have before you is there really a target on Colorado's back in 2024? Why am I giving this question? Because Steve Mariucci showed up to Colorado spring practices. Yeah, he of the 49ers, he who loves to talk quarterbacks, and told Colorado's football team via well-off medium that there is a target on their back, that there are people that would like to see them fail. There are people that want to see them win. There are more people that would like to see them fail because of the attention that they have got since Coach Prime became the head coach, the University of Colorado. That is not going to change. So, yes, there will always be a target on Colorado's back as long as Coach Prime is a head coach who can still get us to pay attention. This is not a small thing. It's one thing for folks to talk about you after you beat Texas Christian in a game that said they were going to win, right? And then it's another thing for you to go 4-8, right? It's another thing for your number one player, Travis Hunter, to get beat up by Elik Ayanmar in Stanford in a game you should have never lost. But still, Elik Ayanmar completely sunned Travis Hunter in that game. Still, we're paying attention. Why? Because Coach Prime can succeed in getting on late night and broadcast television and talk about his book. I've launched two books on NPR. I've launched two books in New York Times. I've launched books on WNYC. I ain't never succeeded in launching no book on no late night telecast. And if I did, I damn sure wasn't going to be able to do it when there wasn't no season around it. Okay? Now, my books are about Black history and race, so it's not always the fun topics. But he gets to talk about his leadership book in March on shows you watch. That is why we were talking about the target being on their back. Now, it's also, again, the opening of the transfer portal. So we're going to see spring cleaning at Colorado, which is kind of what Prime does. He finds out what he has during the spring practices, and he tells dudes with a straight face, hey, you don't have a scholarship. You should probably go into the portal. And he's also very loud about, we don't lose anything we wanted. Everybody that we lose, somebody that we probably could do without. Which is another way of saying, if Jordan Seaton decided he wanted to transfer after first getting there, we might raise an eyebrow, right? Jordan Seaton being five-star offensive tackle, which is particular interest because, A, it's five-star offensive tackle. B, it's five-star offensive tackle on a an offense that could not protect the quarterback. Not only could they not protect the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders got his back broke because the offensive line was so bad in 2023. It is the one position where I have been unequivocal. If they sorry at offensive line at Colorado, they will be sorry in the Big 12. That's it. We see him try to build this thing from the outside in with outstanding skill players, and it has paid off a bit. But there are only a couple of games where they got their asses kicked. And they truly got their asses kicked in them games. But they've been in every other game. And it's really about, can you keep Shedeur Sanders clean in this his draft-eligible year, right? This is a man who is also bankable, right? Like Travis Hunter is bankable. So much so that his daddy's already talking about what teams he might not play for in the NFL. I don't have that kind of swag. You don't have that kind of swag. But that's what we talk about when we talk about Prime and whether or not there is a target on their back. I'll also add, the numbers here are still staggering. Last year, we saw 53 players come into Colorado's football program. We saw 20 that were leaving after spring practice. We're already up to 6 on the first day that the portal opens in 2023. 86 new players from the 2022 team, altogether. So his roster is long from being completed, and I dare say we won't know what the roster is until the day before they got to play North Dakota State, which, by the way, ain't no easy win. I don't know which athletic director put that on the schedule, but that man needs talking to. I understand Rick George won Athletic Director of the Year, but I got to ask, dog, why are you going to bring North Dakota State to our house to play a game against us? We beat them, great, but nobody's going to give us credit for beating North Dakota State. We lose to them. Don't lose to them. Just don't lose to them, all right? Don't lose to them. And if you do lose to them, don't lose to them on national television. Damn, this game's on national television. All right.